This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mullion Haw on 670 The Score.
So with the 18-38 White Sox playing at the 19-36 Orioles, do you see any possibility that the Southsiders can sweep themselves out of dead last in the American League for the first time in forever? That's like a Disney song, right? What about the Cubs? How about their sweep chances versus the visiting Reds? Will it be another bare minimum effort weekend? Yawn?
That's a very loaded question. I don't even know if I want to acknowledge it with an answer. It's intended to trigger somebody. Maybe not me, maybe me. But it was a question definitely intended to trigger somebody.
Why are you trying to trigger yourself with your question?
That's not my question. I did not word this question in this way. I had nothing to do with the wording of this question. I will answer it, though. I think the Sox are going to win 2 out of 3 in Baltimore. And I think they're going to go home from Baltimore tied with the Orioles for the worst record in the American League. And that alone could be progress, because I think we'll have to do some digging to find out the last time the Sox didn't have the worst record in the American League. When did that happen? Because they're on the verge of that, and they are capable of sweeping the Orioles. I guess they're just as capable of getting swept, because if you're the Orioles, you're happy the White Sox are coming to town and not a team that has more than 18 victories. Comma, as for the Cubs, there's no such thing as a bad sweep. If the Cubs yawn their way to another sweep of the Reds, and it's 2-1, 3-2, 4-3, great. That's great. Whatever happens at Wrigley Field this weekend, if all three games result in Cub victories, regardless of the method or the process, if the outcome is Cubs win, Cubs win, Cubs win, play the song 3 days in a row, I think you'll be singing happily 3 days in a row.
Are you predicting that?
I'm predicting 2 out of 3.
Yeah.
I also predicted 2 out of 3 for the Cubs on the Fly the W podcast. I don't know that they were bored. I wonder if it's the opposite. If the Rockies were playing at their best because they were playing for in front of 30,000 people and they're used to playing in front of 5,000 people. If those pressure situations end up helping Daniel Palencia to a couple of saves this weekend, it could be a good learning experience for him being in those tight games. Again, should they have been in a tight game against the Rockies? Absolutely not. No, they should not have been. And they easily could have lost the middle game of that series that ended up going 11 innings. So maybe that'll wake them up, if you will, if we want to go that route. The Sox, I mean, the Orioles probably the biggest disappointment in all of baseball this season. Do I think the Sox could sweep them? No, but I think the Sox will remain. I don't think the Sox will get swept. I don't think that's going to happen either. I predict the Orioles will win 2 out of 3, but strictly because it's at the Orioles. If it was here, I'd say the White Sox would win 2 out of 3.
Yeah, you know, I think it'd be great if you could say the Sox are going to get 20 wins before they get to 40 losses, but I doubt that is the case. I don't generally expect them to win series, but I think they could win this series. I think they'll win a game at least in Baltimore. The Cubs are interesting to me because they could have swept Cincinnati, but they won the series in Cincinnati. And we had talked to Gordon before that, and he did feel like you could put a fork in them if you swept them at that point. I wonder if it's still the case. If you feel like if you get a sweep in this series, that you might just put, we're not even in June, but you might be putting these guys to sleep because they have had such a crazy kind of mediocre start. I think the manager might be too good to say that about them, but I'd love to see the Cubs get a sweep here because, and as you say, whether it's a bare minimum effort weekend and you're on your way through another sweep, it doesn't matter. You got to win games. But this is a beatable team, and you'd love to jump on them when they're kind of beatable. So I would love to see the Cubs take advantage of it just in case the manager works some magic as the year goes on.
I wonder if they've set their pitching yet because it's all TBD, TBA, and I think the order should be pretty easy to project or predict, but I wonder if that's just a technicality.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.